Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it is Friday. Yay, finally, huh? So, well, if you've had a busy week, or if you haven't had a busy week, maybe you have a busy weekend. So, but it's Friday. We're going to have some fun. And I got some articles. Now, in the chat room, I posted, I have a class today at 4:30 on Learn It Live, and the link is there. So if you go to the class, there's still some open spots. Last time I checked, there was 20 people going to come to listen or whatever, participate, and I have room for up to 50, I think. I don't know, something like that. But it's free. So if you want to join in, it's fun. It's going to be about exploring intuitive tools to help you get your answer. And it's about, oh, wait a minute. No, it's not. It's 2.5 hours because it's, okay, it's 4:30 Pacific Standard Time. So it's 2 o'clock here Pacific Standard Time. So it would be a 2.5 hours. I was thinking 1.5. Never mind. I know what I'm doing. So how are you folks today? You got ready to have some fun? There was some article that I was going to share. It had related to some of the things I'm going to be talking about in the class. We'll may get to that, may not, depending on how many callers I get. When I say Friday, let's do everything or anything's open, you know, open Friday, it's really any questions, and I'll see what your ancestors have to say about it, or maybe a past life or relate to it. So I mainly do that in the show. It's not like spirit guides per se. It's more about our angels or spirit guides. It's more about your ancestors and your great-grandfather, you know, the man that lived next door to you that you knew as a kid that's now watching over you from the non-physical world, people like that. Or maybe a famous person. Maybe John Wayne has something to say to you about something. I have a call, and then I have some other articles just in case nobody wants to talk to me. I have articles on other subjects. One about getting off and stop being a couch potato and little steps to stop being a couch potato. But I'm sure none of you are couch potatoes out there. None of you sit around all day and eat chocolate and watch TV, right? So absolutely. But still, whether you're a couch potato or not, it's a good article. Okay, and then yeah, 5-minute habits. I thought that was a really good one. It's a nice little article I have. And I know I have callers. I will be with you in a minute. Just let me set this up a little bit more. 5-minute habits that can change your life. And I thought there was some really interesting things in here. And so we got a couple other articles. I have an article on tattoos, if you believe it or not. Tattoos. Some people love them or hate them. Isn't tattoos something that you either love or hate? You either go, they're wearing tattoos or yuck, you know. And a lot of people I know have tattoos. My daughter has a couple. And I have my opinions on them. I do. So, okay. So, for those who are wanting to say hi to me, hi. So, I gave you a link to the website. And I think I'll give it to you again. Because I really want people to know. Oh, and from this point on, all classes will be $10 an individual for an hour on that class and learn it live. But if you're a listener to my radio show, I will give you a key, something, you know, to use so you can get it half price. That's exciting, huh? Ah, it's $5 for an hour's worth of education. Yeah, that's cool. So, okay, let me take a call because I've been telling you I would do that. So I will do that. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Sanithia.
Oh, wait a minute. The volume is kind of low. Let me crank up the volume just a touch. Okay, good. Good. Repeat it one more time. I'm sorry.
Sanithia.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I turned it up too much, but that's okay. So I got you. So, so how are you?
I'm good this Friday. How are you?
I'm having a good day. I'm kind of excited about doing what I'm doing. But so how can I help you, though?
Oh, I was wondering if I could ask you a question and, you know, get your take on a situation.
Ooh, let's see what you have, what kind of advice I get for you.
Yes. Okay. Just recently, I guess a guy came into my life unexpectedly.
Ooh, isn't that fun? That can be fun sometimes.
Well, it's kind of it's leaving me kind of like, huh? So I was just wondering what you would see with this guy.
Does he have a first name?
Yes. It's a different name. It's Ramondo.
Raimondo. So what's the question about Raimondo? I'm trying to get a little bit of your energy and what your concern is about Raimondo. Raimondo?
I'm concerned about his intentions. Like,
Oh,
is he real
okay.
or like the like kind of a
Is he real? Ooh, that's a good question. Let me see. Well, I'm getting a male figure that's trying to communicate to you, and it feels like a it's on your father's side. Here on your father's side, okay? I don't think it's your father, but it's on that side of the family going back. Okay. Wow, I thought it was going to be good, but I don't know if it's go good after all. The words I hear exactly are, you are being set up. Oh, that's not good. So I would be careful. Do you know what I mean by that? Do you know what they mean by that?
Yeah. I was wondering if I was if it could be a setup.
Yeah, so I would be really careful because that's what I heard. I mean, it's whoever your grandfather, great grandfather is saying, yeah, you're being set up. Okay?
Wow, anything else?
Don't trust the words, trust the actions. Okay?
Wow, why am I being set up?
Because that just happens to people. Okay? I mean, you're not a bad person, right? Actually,
Right.
you're a nice person. You have a good heart.
Yeah, that's true.
And some people prey on that. You know, prey on, like in prey, like in animal prey, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. One of my
Why? Okay,
issues.
let me get an answer for you because you kind of go, oh, but you know, why God am I being faced with this kind of thing, right? Yeah, like, you know, there's a lot of other people that deserve this, and I don't deserve to be set up, right? So why would you be set up? What is the benefit to you to be even going through this, right?
Right.
That's the question I'm going to try to get an answer for you, and I'm going to see what I hear about why would she have to go through this? You may not like this answer, but it's about testing your own resilience, testing your own resilience. Your ability to bounce back, your resilience, and you're pretty a resilient person most of the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a test of your resilience. I don't know why I get that, but I get that. But you'll get through it. You'll get through it fine. No harm, no foul.
Oh, God. I kind of already slept with him.
Well, you're not going to get a disease, no. But I would be careful. I would be careful of the money part of it. Yeah, it could be a mooch, right?
Oh, really? Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. So you're being set up for something, okay? Now, is it to take advantage of for you just sexually? Yeah, maybe one, maybe. But I would be careful, okay? Your resilience.
Okay.
How well do you bounce
Yeah.
back?
Oh,
Let
okay.
me ask. I'm going to ask you a really stupid question, and you can get mad at me for this one, right?
Sure.
Did you enjoy the experience with him?
Immensely.
Well, see. There's the silver lining, dear. There's the silver lining in all this.
Okay.
Yeah, the silver lining is you get something from it, right?
Yeah, I got a lot from it.
Well, that yeah. Well, I would just be careful. But if you know, sometimes you turn it on him, right? I'm getting something out of this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The question you really the question is this worth a long-term relationship? And I get an answer no for you. No. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So I would be careful with your heart. Okay. You're willing to bounce back to set up boundaries. You know, if you want a playmate, that's one thing. But if you want a permanent relationship, don't let your heart go there.
Yeah.
That's what I get. Now, I could be totally wrong, and what I get from spirit is totally wrong, but it really feels that way. The energy feels like you just need to be careful. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Got it?
Got it. Thank you.
I think you are cautious about it. You're trying to be cautious. I don't think you trust him totally, do you?
I don't.
Okay, so keep your guard up.
It's up.
Okay, good. Take care.
Thank
You're
you.
welcome. Bye. Yeah, enjoyed the experience. But yeah, that's that double-edged sword, isn't it? Well, I got a friend in the chat room. Gee, I got a message from a guy. Well, I could read it. Everybody else can read it anyway, right? Who is 54? I'm 63. Is he for real? Wait a minute, you got me confused here. So you got a couple different men. So you got the 61 and the 54. Yeah, or if I was to give you which one you kind of lean towards, I would lean towards the 61. I think, yeah, I get that. I get more positive towards the 61. Yeah, well, Match is not so bad. They do clear. Match, you know, is he local? Are both of them local? Are both of them local? Close to you. Yeah, things happen. Maybe you'll be good another one because they come in threes, right? But I would be a little more cautious about the 54. A little more cautious, okay? A little bit more. Okay, let me take another call. Oh, that was fun. Yeah, that's good, you know, because they're not in Ghana, right? You hear all these stories about men from Africa preying on women in North America, right? Yes. No. So let me take another call. Now, if he's local, it's worth the coffee. It's worth the coffee. Make him buy you a very expensive dinner. And no, I'm kidding. Don't just do the coffee, right? You don't want to be obligated to an expensive dinner with somebody like that, right? Okay, let me take this call. Really, seriously. Hello?
Hey, hello, George.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
This is Dwight.
Dwight, what's going on?
Oh man, not enough.
Okay.
You say I'm local? You're in a
No, 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 no. I was talking to my friend in the chat room. She was asking about a woman and a man that she was seeing, and I was asking if that was the person that she wanted to see. Was he local, like in her area, or was he from some faraway place trying to use her? Okay?
Oh, okay, I was text messaging. Wow, yeah, okay. I wish we were local. We was in the same area. So, I have a project. I have a prosperity project, and I want to know what you could pick up from it.
In what sense?
Well, to make it
Well,
happen faster, as the fastest way,
to
because I'm about
make
to
it
make it happen.
happen faster. Well, it's already a done deal, so how much faster can you make it?
What's the practical? Yeah, I guess so, but
Are you visualizing it? Do you have it visualized? Do you have a vision board of it? Do you have like a storyboard of it?
over visualize it. The vision is overdue.
No, well, but the components, are they visualized?
I'm
Yeah.
going crazy.
So just, okay, if you're going crazy, then you got to get out of crazy and you just got to relax and you just got to turn it over and know it's going to happen and just let it go. And say, okay, universe, I'm ready for this to happen. I'm just going to pull away for a while. I'm just going to go have some fun. I know it's going to, I've been doing everything. I've been putting it all out there, got everything in order. So you just make it happen now. I'm turning it over to you. And I'm just going to go have some fun. I'm going to start feeling good because I'm overstressed on this whole thing, and it doesn't help. It's the old adage, worry, you don't solve problems in the state of worry. You never solve problems in the state of worry. You have to get into the state of solution. And so solution is feeling good about yourself and know it's coming. Okay?
You see anything, any source I could go to? I mean, I will do that. That's where I've been. I worked out.
So, what's the question? I didn't hear. I didn't get the last question.
Do you see any sources that I could go to have this thing, jumpstart this thing? I mean, I was,
You mean
I've
like
been
kick?
planning.
You mean like Kickstarter?
Well, I plan to make a video of it, and then
Okay.
I'm
Well,
going to make a video go and put it out there, but
do that. Well, if you make a video of it and it's YouTube, and then what you do is you just put it all over social media. You know, you got a Twitter account, right? You got LinkedIn. You got all these things to start posting to, right?
I plan on doing that and sending it to
Yeah, well,
everybody.
that's what you do. If you make a video of it, I would get somebody to help you edit it or to spice it up a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
because it's got to be exciting. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to get
right.
And if you're going to make a video, the first 20 seconds are the most important. Because
right.
you got to catch them, and then you got to show their interest. So in the first 20 seconds, you got to show some kind of benefit that it's going to be for you. You sell benefit first. Does that make sense? It's like
cool.
I was in sales
yeah.
for years and years and years, and in sales, it's always the benefit, the sizzle, not the steak. Okay? You there? Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Right.
I thought,
sizzle.
Yeah. Sizzle, not the steak. So you can get into the meat of what it's going to do, but the first minute, you got to really see that this is the benefit of what it's going to be for you. Okay?
Right.
And you
got
to get them excited that's going to help them in some way. It's going to make their life better in some way. Right?
Right. That's where I've been. That's where I'm going to need help with. I mean, I have
okay.
a laptop with a camera on it, but I was wondering where I could go without wasting time. But do you see any sources I could go to help fund it? You know, cameras.
Well, there's places like Kickstarter, which is a funding. If you have a project, you can put up the project as this is your intention, and this is the money, amount of money you run a race. And there's a few Crowdrise, I think, or Crowdsource is another one. If you go into Google and just Google fundraising for private for projects, there's a whole list of them that you can put it up there. Okay.
But it doesn't make sense because I need to make the video to
right.
Present
right.
it, and I need the help for the
well, but
to
my
get
friend,
a camera.
Let me, okay. These sources, these sites, you don't have to put the video up. You just describe what you're going to do. You do a write-up on what you're going to accomplish and what you want the money for, which is to do the video equipment to make this because you have this great project, this great something to give people, right? And you just need a little bit of help. Got it?
Already. That's why I'm making the video because writing it is not going to
okay,
work.
Okay. Well, then you need to help somebody to help you write out the proposal. To
that's
raise
what
money.
I'm doing, but that's why I'm doing a video so I can get it. So it's
okay.
a shortcut to get the writers and
okay.
the funding.
Yeah, but okay, I think, and I'm not. I gotta move on, but I'll give you this real quick. You decide which way you want to do it. If you don't have the money to do the video, to have the proper video equipment, you have to do something to raise the money, even if it's $100, even if it's $200. You have to use one of the sites. Then once you have the video equipment and start to do the video, then you can pump up more money. Maybe it's a two-stage thing. Maybe you get enough money to start with just to create, because you're trying to get the equipment to do it first off, right? So the first mm-hmm. proposal is very simple, very easy, and you move into the next one, okay? Got it?
Yeah, I'm really having zero tolerance of patience, so.
Well, you just
even if I try, I don't even want to try. I'm not going to
okay.
try. The patience,
well,
the tolerance, the steps.
Okay.
Things need to happen.
Okay, you'll get there.
Do you know the vision? Do you have a sense of it? Intuition.
No, I don't, because I really can't focus on your a lot of this. You were taking a lot of time, and I need to move on. But pray for help. Pray for help that somebody can assist you with this. Okay, somebody physically
I think that's
in front
overdone.
Of you. You'll do it.
I
you'll
think
get
that,
it.
It's overdone.
You'll get it. Okay, you'll get it. I gotta leave you.
All
okay.
Right.
Good
right.
luck. You'll get it. Bye. Okay. Interesting. Whew. Yes. Don't we do that in our lives? We sabotage ourselves to some degree. I know. I've done the same thing. I know that one. Well, I got to do this, but to get there, I got to do that, right? Okay. So any other questions in the chat room? Anything else anybody wants to know before we move on to more? You guys are just carrying on this great old conversation out there. Yeah, we sabotage ourselves sometimes. I don't know if this is the same caller or not. It is. Ooh. But You know what? We've talked, and I really have nothing more. I really need to find somebody to help you that I can't help you with, and that whatever this is going to do, I can only give you what Spirit tells me to tell you, and they're telling you to find somebody. Pray for it. Find somebody. Okay, this is the other thing I hear for you. Now, this is really an interesting thing. There are organizations in each city, and in each city, there's an organization of retired people who can help you to do and write your proposal. So look for an organization in your city. Okay, maybe you're down the line.
Yep.
Oh, you're not there. Hello. Okay, this is an idea for you real quick. In each and every city or large cities, there are organizations of retired people, retired business people who volunteer their time to help startups and entrepreneurs, people to just do with the little things they need. They don't charge you. They're just, you know, they want to fill their time, and they're retired. They've been in the business world for years and years and years. I would look into that if I was you, because you can contact a university and find out people in a university who want to volunteer, because that's part of a project that they need to do for school, either or. But the retired people might help you a lot, okay?
The retired, you know what? That's exactly what I needed, because if I go to a university, I'm in Florida, and, okay, you know, it's a lot of, like, mix up with, like, the universities and the corporations. The retired people, on the other hand, they, you know, it's a still mix up with them, but it'll be a most likely chance to run into somebody who's really genuine. And I'm in a retired city in Florida, so
you might want to try that. That's a good shot for you. Go that direction.
I'm about to cut when it happens. I'm cutting through the BS, the bullshit. When that happens, because I'm getting sick of this little close shave.
I'm gonna let you go. Just try that, okay? Okay,
yeah,
bye now. Okay, we've made some progress. Yes, okay. Okay, we got all these questions in the chat room. I'm going, all these statements. Yes, okay, that one just popped in. Talk to retired people. Talk to good organizations. There's a specific name for them, but everyone, there are lots of them. So, okay. Okay. You guys are chatting amongst yourselves. I'll let you go. Have fun there, you know. It's like, okay, here we go. Let me get into an article or two. And or if anybody wants to call in, anybody wants to talk to either a past life or a relative, they want to connect with somebody who's past in their family line or a famous person. Anybody we hear from somebody who's well-known. And it's usually the advice that they give is about, okay, my friend. Okay. Let me go real quickly about the wall and the bridge scenario, which I use in process of helping people overcome, get past their belief systems that are limiting in their lives. And just a real quick, like, 2-minute thing on this. I believe, and I've studied this and I've read this and I know about it from working with people, that a lot of our belief system comes from when we're really young and we compound it upon ourselves. The negative stuff, the you're not worthy, you're too this, you're too that, you come from the wrong family, all these sort of things. And that blocks us from getting to what the universe wants to bring us. So I call it a wall. We put big blocks in our wall. Like, you're too old, you're too young, you're too slow, you're too this, you're too that. And so you need to look at those blocks and take those blocks out and figure out and turn those blocks around. So those blocks become blocks to your bridge, the bridge to the universe that brings you everything, God, the universe, whatever expression you want to use there. So you break down that wall by taking out one brick at a time, or one block at a time, and break those down. Oh, this is my belief. I'm going to change it. I'm reversing it. I'm going to the opposite. And that's going to be part of my paving of what I want from the universe. You build that bridge to whatever you want, so that whatever you need and whatever you want comes to you. And so you remove all those negative beliefs, patterns, thoughts, whatever you want to call them, so that you get there. And different teachers have different ways of expressing it. In the law of attraction teachings, there's different ways of expressing basically the same thing. But what keeps us from getting and what keeps us from allowing the universe to bring everything to us is our own negative thoughts, beliefs. Well, not overnight. Some people just never seem to get what they want because they continuously say, and one of the biggest blocks that people have, and I'll get into this too deeply, well, we're going off here. One of the biggest blocks that we have is doubt. Doubt is a huge block. It's so negative. You ask for something. You ask for a relationship. You ask for more money. You ask for a job. You ask for a new place to live. You turn it over. Okay, God, I'm giving it to you. Please bring me whatever it is, right? And then then you turn around and doubt it. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it can happen to me. I'm not sure I'm worthy of that. So doubt is probably the biggest block that people set up. So you have to get past block, past doubt. And one of the easiest things to do, and I learned this from another writer, excellent writer, Pam Grout, is you do very simple things to start with. And it's called the challenging of the universe. It's a 48-hour challenge. You ask for something simple in your life. You want somebody to buy you a cup of coffee. You want to meet somebody that'll give you some information on something. And you challenge the universe. You say, okay, in 48 hours, bring me whatever that is. You don't have to make it $1 million. That's cool if you think you can manifest $1 million. But first thing, most people will say, doubt that could happen, right? But it can be the little things. You start with the little things. You build that trust. You dissolve doubt with trust. You got me? So start. Do the 48-hour. And I did it recently, and it kind of worked out really cool. And a couple things I've done. I haven't done it in the last few days, but I've done it. One was just before New Year's Eve. I didn't have a date. Okay, so 48 hours before, a little bit more than 48 hours, but a little bit before that, I said, okay, universe, I want a date for New Year's Eve. I had nobody in mind, right? And I went out with somebody a while back before that, and, it didn't feel like it was going to be anything. But the morning of the night before New Year's Eve, so that would be the night of December 30th, this lady called me and said, would you like to get together on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve? It wasn't exactly the night, but we still got together on that day. So, yes, it does happen because that was out of the blue. I just asked the universe. I've asked the universe for other things, but it's a good practice, little things like that. It gets rid of doubt. Well, why not? Challenge the universe. Bring me somebody in 48 hours that I'm compatible with, that I have a nice connection with. Give me 48 hours to bring me something. And then you got to let it go. The key thing of all that is you can't sit there and change it every 3 minutes. Well, let me change that one. Let me modify that request. We do that. We try to confuse the universe all the time. Oh, my friend, you keep asking. Okay, let me get to your question. But you understand, don't change the question. Or if you put a request out for 48 hours, don't quit changing it. Just go with it. Just put it, write it on a piece of paper, put it away, forget about it, and see what happens. The best thing to do is write it on a piece of paper or put it away somewhere and then forget about it and see what happens. And you go, oh, my God, that happened. Wow, I didn't think that was going to happen, but I put it out there. I just let it go and forgot about it. It's usually the stuff that you forget about, you get busy with other things, are the things that happen. Because you're not constantly putting up doubt and questioning it and wondering about it. But so if you ask that to match.com, don't go to match.com for 48 hours. Don't go, don't go start looking at all the profiles on match.com. Go do something else for a couple of days. Get away from it and see what happens. That's one of the keys there. Got it? That's what I did, because I didn't think that – I had nobody in mind. I said, okay, fine. If it happens, cool. If it doesn't, I'm okay. I can stay home and, spend the evening with my dog, right? So let me answer – okay, so I had an interview with a charity called – yes. I get yes. I'm just going to give you a yes. And if you watch my if you go to my class this afternoon on Learn It Live, and then I posted up in the chat rooms earlier the website and the time. It's 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, which is about what time is it? Oh, it's 2 hours from now. I'll do the class. So I'll teach you some of the little techniques that you can use that are very simple to get your own answers. And some things you don't even have to buy anything, which is kind of cool, huh? You don't have to go out and spend lots of money for tools. But we're not going to talk about the Ouija boards. No Ouija boards involved in this or nothing like that. It's very simple stuff. Okay, I got another caller. Aha. Okay, so hopefully I'm answering everybody's questions and giving you a little bit of a quick thing on the law of attraction. I've been studying it for about 12:30 in the morning. Well, you might be sleeping, right? Been saying the law of attraction since the late 90s or mid 90s or something, various aspects of it. Okay, let me take a call before I ramble on too much about nothing. Hello.
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 Yes, I was just wondering, do you have a big penis?
The what? What? You're having way too much fun over whoever you are. You're having way too much fun today for a Friday afternoon. So if you don't have
could
a question,
God help me on this. Could God help me on this question?
What's
that? I have
a
very small penis. I have a very small penis, and I was wondering if you could help me, a little bit.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Have fun. Okay, we have kind of, every once in a while I get these callers that want to go off into a really odd and interesting topic, and they are amusing themselves with it. Okay, so much for amusing yourself. Okay, I have a question. Yes, I got an answer from my friend. Yes, and I'm sorry you can't make the class. Because most of my classes will be like 5 to 6 in the evening Pacific Standard Time, so unfortunately, you're going to miss him. Wish I could do it. Yeah. Okay, let me get into an article I was going to cover. I thought this was really kind of cool. We won't talk about tattoos. 5-minute habits that can change your life. And I'll check back and see if you have any questions, legitimate questions in the chat room, questions that might help you in your life. The last question, there's lots of infomercials out there, my friend. So look for one, right? Okay. So let me just jump into the habits that they say can help change your life. I think this is kind of interesting. And it's kind of like you think about this for a while, and it's kind of like doesn't seem to make sense at first. But there is there's always a contrary to everything, right? First one is make your bed. There is something demoralizing about returning home from a long day of work and looking at an unmade bed. Let's face it, an unmade bed is depressing. I don't know about that. What do you think? That's what I'm throwing out there, but you guys can go, yeah, that's crazy stuff. It says, I am so disorganized. Or you're saying, you could say, no, I'm letting everything air out. Just letting it air out for a night's sleep, right? I'm doing the contrary here. I am so disorganized, I don't even have 1.5 minutes to clean up after myself in the morning. Or you purposely leave it that way to air everything out. That's your choice. So it makes your bedroom look like a brothel. Really? But not in a sexy way, just in a dirty, sad way. What do you think about this? I threw this article out there. I thought, yeah, it's kind of fun in a way, but yeah, making the bed. So what they're saying, basically, if you start off the morning being organized when you come home, you don't have to organize it. It just kind of go into it in a comfortable state, right? I don't know. What do you think? Floss daily. What do you think about that one? Now, I think that's a good thing. No, this is a good one. So, yes, flossing sounds boring. There are a billion reasons to do it twice a day. Let's start with your breath. Ooh. You know, little food deposits up in there somewhere, right, that are rotting away and causing bad breath. Okay, so if you don't floss, no one will want to stand within 10 feet of you because your breath will smell terrible. Well, that's an exaggeration, but, it does help. you do want to get rid of that stuff in your mouth, right? Let's move on to your finances. If you don't floss, you must assumably going to have dental issues. Okay. I've read this article and I'm reading it again and I'm going, dogmatic, right? Okay, let's move on to the next one. Always say thank you. I think that's a good one. You can't mess with thank you, right? You can't mess with it. We are becoming a society reluctant to use manners. It seems too formal when we just have to be casual. There's little things that are formal, but they're respectful, right? The problem is gratitude is necessary to inspire others to want to interact with you. You may think people like you, but if they never thank them for what they do for you, there's a news flash. They are just tolerating you. Ooh, wow. More if you don't say thank you, no one is going to want to help you when you're in a real bind. So thank you. Appreciate their efforts. I really appreciate your helping me today. It just really was a godsend. That sort of stuff, right? Just say thank you. Just don't pass. Yeah, don't have this air of entitlement where you expect people to do things for you, right? No. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'm so grateful you showed up in my life today. I like the next one. It's pretty cool, too, because this is like, especially in Southern California where I live, this is so important because you never know. A good rule of thumb is that it typically will take you longer to get somewhere than you anticipate. No kidding. So always leave 5 minutes earlier than necessary, or in my case, maybe 20 minutes where I live. The way you aren't destroying your karma by cursing out the accident victim on the side of the road whose car has been totaled. Okay, and so you're not stuck and wait for a meeting. So what if you're going to be early? Oh, I can't be. What am I going to do if I'm early? Bring a book, right? Something to read. Catch up on some writing. Bring a cell phone. Make some calls. Call somebody they haven't talked to in a long time, right? If you got some extra time, you get there early. You have a lot of little things that you can fill in at that point to make it still useful time, right? I like this next one. It's kind of funny. I stopped doing this a long time ago, and it does save money. Make your own coffee, unless you're really bad at making coffee. I mean, if you're really bad at it, then maybe it's worth the money. I love Starbucks more than anyone, but spending $2 on a cup of black coffee when you make it at home for 27 cents is silly. Paying more than is necessary for things is a bad habit. We should always be careful how we spend our money. These are 5-minute habits that can change your life, right? Yeah, this is a good one. If you can make it yourself, do it yourself. Okay, so by buying it, if you're a millionaire, buying a $2 cup of coffee makes sense. But then I am spending the next point is, if you like to go to a coffee place and you sit and it's the ambiance, then you're spending 27 cents on the coffee and $1.73 in the ambiance. Maybe you go there because you're going to check out the people. You think you're going to meet somebody there, or meet some friends. Maybe you're kind of a little lonely and you go to a coffee place. That's a whole lot different than, rushing out of the house and go and get that cup of coffee. Yes. Any environmentally sensitive too. The next one. Let me see if you guys are doing. Anybody want to talk to me? Nope. Nobody wants to talk to me. We've already talked. Okay. See, making your own tea and coffee. Now, I know this is kind of like, seems kind of mundane, but there's little things we can do to make our lives easier and so forth and so on, right? Okay. So my friend, you're on Match.com. I was on Match.com a while back. Maybe we met each other on Match.com. No, I'm kidding. No, we didn't. Well, see, that's useful. You're using this. You're not spending $2 for coffee or $3 for coffee or whatever it is now at Starbucks just to run off the house and take it to work with you. You could make it at home, but if you go to Starbucks, sit there and check out the people. And I knew people I knew writers that would go to a coffee place and sit there and write, because that kind of that distraction is easy for them to write under. people watch too, so I could see what you do. It's kind of a cool thing. You're men watching. You said people watch, but I think it's men watching in your case, right? So she's going, no, I don't agree with you on that one. Okay. Okay, let me move on. Tip generously. That's a good one, right? I love this one because these people work hard. Use the money you've saved by flossing and making your own coffee to tip service people properly. Yeah, so you tip people at Starbucks with the money you made. Okay, being in a service position is hard work. Service people not only provide a service, but they have the added pressure of having to, and interact with a million different personalities. Their work is not for the faint of heart. The least you can do as a consumer is to make someone's day by tipping them generously for a job well done. Isn't that cool? I think so. I do that when I go out to eat with my friends. Yeah. And if it's really bad service, you don't, you know, that's a whole different, though. That's a whole different thing. You can always talk to the manager too if you're so inclined. But don't punish the waitress or the waiter or the server, I guess is the best word for it. Don't punish the server for the chef's screw-ups. Okay? Key of good customer service. If your server is diligent and brings you the food and tries to correct the situation, don't punish that person for the chef's mistakes. Talk to the manager about the chef. Talk to the manager about, yeah, my server was great. I love my server, but the food, you know, blah, blah, blah. Unless it was really cold. Then you got a problem, right? Then maybe your server is lacking. But for the most part, don't blame the server for the chef's screw-ups. Correct? Correct. They're lonely people, you think? Okay. Okay, I'm reading you guys in the chat room and what you have to say, and I'm running out of time. So let me see if I get through the last one, and then we're done with this article. Because this is a really sensitive spot with me from living with somebody who did this. Having a kitchen filled with dirty dishes isn't just about being messy. Filthy dishes are a magnet for bugs, fruit flies, and roaches. Ooh, I like bugs. They need to live outside, not in my kitchen. If you get in the habit of doing your dishes immediately after using them, you'll save the money that you otherwise, okay. But it's just, there's just something about an unsightly kitchen and the dishes in it, or people leave dishes in the dishwater, just in the water to soak it. Then you got to take them out and wash them. It's, yeah, I agree with that one wholeheartedly. So yeah, don't do it. I like this next one. It's a very interesting point. It's a very simple point. Leave every room better than how you entered it. So if you go into the room in your house party, tidy it up as you pass through each room. Make an effort to keep your environment clean and well-organized, and you'll feel more comfortable. Now, I'm totally against clutter, so that's an easy one for me. Okay, so... Oh, you paper plate it. Well, that's simple enough. I used to paper plate it a lot. But, okay, it's been fun. So don't forget my class in approximately a little over an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. If you can make it, I'd appreciate it. And today is, what is today? Friday. I will be back on Monday. We'll have some more fun on Monday, okay? And, yes, I don't know what we're going to talk about. You never know. I got into this whole thing of the law of attraction, which I never expected to talk about today. Have a great weekend. Have some fun. Go hang out at Starbucks and check out the people, okay? Maybe you'll meet somebody. Tell the universe, bring somebody into my life over the weekend. I'm going to meet somebody over the weekend. That's a cool idea. Do it. Just do it and see what happens, okay? Yeah, so I got a few seconds left. So I love you guys, and I really appreciate you calling and talking to me and being in the chat room. It was a very lively chat room today. I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys chatting with each other. Okay, so it's been fun. So I will be back on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. And laugh, smile, play. Okay?